dangerous people have dangerous ones, and their passing moods may reflect the passing moods of others. I shook my head. "Surely, Holmes, this is a little far-fetched," said I. He had refilled his pipe and resumed his seat, taking no notice of my comment. "The practical application of what I have said is very close to the problem which I am investigating. It is a tangled skein, you understand, and I am looking for a loose end. One possible loose end lies in the question, why does Professor Presbury's wolfhound, Roy, endeavour to bite him?" I sank back in my chair in some disappointment. Was it for so trivial a question as this that I had been summoned from my work? Holmes glanced across at me. "The same old Watson," said he. "You never learn that the gravest issues may depend upon the smallest things. But it is not on the face of it strange that a staid, elderly philosopher, you've heard of Presbury, of course, the famous Camford physiologist, that such a man, whose friend has been his devoted wolfhound, should now have been twice attacked by his own dog. What do you make of it?"
"The dog is ill."
"Well, that has to be considered. But he attacks no one else, nor does he apparently molest his master, save on very special occasions." "Curious, Watson, very curious.